This year, President Trump pushed through new subsidies for coal mining in his effort to boost coal and steel production in the U.S. But people who live near these mines aren't always on board. The Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports on plans to expand mining in the Laurel Highlands.
Stacy Magda stands on the side of a country road in Westmoreland County, near the top of a ridge. Trucks whiz by. There's an old cemetery a few steps away.
This is coal country. Henry Frick's, one of his first coal mines, is, you know, just over the hill.
Magda is with Mountain Watershed Association, a local environmental group. She's been following the activities of LCT Energy. The company is operating a mine called Rustic Ridge 1 a few miles away. Now it's proposing a 2,300-acre underground mine here called Rustic Ridge 2 to get at the coal that's beneath us.
So it varies in this area. So it's a couple hundred feet underground in this area.
Magda is worried about the expansion's effect on the local environment. The project proposes to bury about 1,700 feet in local streams, where it will also discharge treated mine water. It would also take out about a half acre of wetlands in the headwaters of Jacobs Creek, a local trout stream. Magda says that matters because water is important here.
We're not only relying on for our private water supplies, but just as there's a value of a chunk of coal, there is a value of a clean drop of water.
The coal here is classified as metallurgical coal. That means it's used to make steel in a traditional blast furnace, like the kind U.S. Steel employs at its plants in the Mon Valley near Pittsburgh. This type of coal is valuable, says Rachel Gleason, executive director of the Pennsylvania Coal Alliance.
It's a very scarce resource with only a few deposits in the United States. Primarily, those deposits are in Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
President Trump recently pushed through a new subsidy for metallurgical coal through the big tax cut law he signed this summer. The administration says it's critical to boost the domestic steel industry. At the same time, he's slashed climate policies that promote cleaner alternatives to coal. The tax credit is worth 2.5% of the value of metallurgical coal produced in the U.S. over the next 4 years. LCT could see its bottom line padded by this tax credit. But the company's performance at the Rustic Ridge 1 mine has some in the area dreading an expansion.
I wish it wasn't coming.
The Rustic Ridge 2 mine would go beneath the home of Dawn Temple.
I come from a family of coal miners. I'm worried about mine subsidence, the water situation, and they want to have the portal close to us so we would have a lot of traffic.
LCT has admitted there was subsidence in some parts of the Rustic Ridge 1 mine. Several homes within the mining area had structural damage consistent with underground subsidence. As a result, LCT has purchased several homes above the mine from their owners.
So, some of them, the mine bought them out because of the mine subsidence. So, don't want that.
According to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, underground mining can also cause a loss of underground water supplies and groundwater contamination. That's got Keith Hauger concerned.
I have fairly shallow well, and I'm afraid they're going to maybe take my water.
Hauger lives on a small road surrounded by woods on one side and fields on the other. A retired machinist, Hauger says he's not happy about the idea of a mine coming beneath his property, but he says this is just the way of the world.
They ain't going to worry about this house. If something happens, I'm just small potatoes.
The company did not respond to requests for comment. A DEP spokeswoman said in an email that state law protects landowners by making mining companies liable for any damage they cause to homes and water supplies. If a spring or a well is affected by mining, the company's responsible for replacing and restoring it with a water supply of, quote, similar quality. There are also concerns about how mining would affect the area's tourism industry. Jeanette Lom runs Laurelville, a Christian retreat center for families and groups. Jacobs Creek runs directly through the campsite.
So envision here, children going up and down our creek and stomping through, doing their creek hikes, lifting up the rocks, looking for salamanders and crayfish.
LCT is proposing to treat and discharge mine water into tributaries of Jacobs Creek. The water would have to meet certain limits for pollution, but Lam worries it would not be the same water flowing through her camp.
I'd like to believe that maybe a divine intervention will help us to block this, because that's what we hope and pray for.
But not everyone is opposed. Christy Yunkin lives above one part of the Rustic Ridge complex. She thinks mining jobs, some of which pay into the six figures, would be good for the local economy. Plus, Yunkin heats her home with wood and coal in the winter.
I mean, I'm for it. We need the work in the area, and I burn coal and wood, so I feel it's needed.
Yunkin says subsidence and damage to water supplies are always a possibility, but they're not reason enough to stop the mine.
I feel they're not going to do anything to purposely hurt people's buildings and water supply.
And if they do, that they would?
I feel that they will try to fix it.
The DEP says the permit for the Rustic Ridge No. 2 mine is undergoing a technical review. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.